Okay, we're looking today at Shin Chav Dal Halach Yud Aleph. I'm actually not going to read the din to you. It's a little complicated. Not so. I'll read you the parts as we need to. Okay, what we are going to be talking today is the main thing is about the Tevel Matzo, the Tevel Dough system, okay, which we've talked about a bunch of times. Which means is someone makes a batch of Tevel, they're not Mafresh Challah from it, and then they put it in the factory where they're going to do the hafrasha. We do it with dough, and other people do it with matzah. For today's purposes, that's the same. For the bulk of what we're going to talk about today, it's the same. And then, every time they need to make a hafrasha at that company, they remotely, they say, another little piece from that dough, or from that matzah, is now challah for the piece, the thing that was just made. So, in order for that to work, if you think through the logic of what happens, there's two steps that have to happen in order for that to work. And the first is that you could be mafresh from one batter on another batter. Okay, what we're doing is we're being mafresh from the tevel, let's say matzah, onto the cake that the company just made. So one thing is that you have to be able to make hafresha from one thing onto something else. Okay, if that din is a number of times, it actually is in halach yud aleph also, for what it's worth. And that is, if there's a case of a person who got tevel mixed into his challah, mixed into his chulin, so one of the eitzes that gives an halach yud aleph is that you should do is make another batter and then be mafresh challah from the other batter onto this. Okay, it's a way to pot your tevel. So you could be it's been a few times this point, which is you could be mafresh from one batter on another batter. You don't have to say mafresh from the batter by itself. Okay, so you need that in order for this tevel system to work because you want to be mafresh from your, let's say, your matzah on your cake that you just made. So you have to mafresh from a different batter. So that's pretty accepted that you could do that. The second part is the second thing, which is what we're going to talk about, is we're making an assumption that when you're mafresh from one batter on another batter, it's possible to be mafresh on the second batter, and the first batter stays tevel. That's what we need. Over here, we want to say we're making hafrasha from this batter, batter A, onto batter B, and we want batter A to stay tevel. In our case, the matzah. We want the matzah to stay tevel because we want to use it for hafrasha tomorrow. Okay, so what we want to do is do hafrasha on something else. That's pretty accepted. But we want to do hafrasha on something else and keep this thing itself tevel. We're pulling up this piece and you're challah for that, but this itself stays tevel. I'm coming to it. And if that would not be true, then this would be worthless because it only worked once. I mean, once we did it one hafrasha, the whole thing would be gone. Okay, so we need that in order for it to work. Okay, so we will eventually, when we get later on, we'll get back to there's a raya from our din to that shaila. Okay, but we're going to start from the beginning. Okay, we're going to start from a different angle. A lot of what I'm going to say to you today comes from a tshuva Shlomo Miller wrote about 20 years ago, and the tshuva in Minchas Tzitzit, they very much cover the same things. So a lot of what I'm going to say to you comes from there. Okay, and that's like this. A lot of people who talk about Hilchos Hafresh Chala do so in Hilchos Pesach, okay, in Or Chaim, in Tachlin Zayin. A lot of, because there it talks about Hafresh Chala for matzah, for when you bake matzah. So the Makor Chaim over there, that's in the Sivas, over there says like this. He says, it's true that when you're mafresh truma from one, let's say, one batch of apples on somebody else's, it's possible to do the hafrasha that the original thing stays tevel. Let's say I have a batch of apples over here, I'm mafresh on some apples that are a different batch of apples, I could do it in a way that the original batch stays tevel. He says, but that's not true for challah. He says, it's true for truma, but not for challah. For challah, if I'm mafresh challah from one batch and something else, I could do that for something else. But the original batch becomes completely chulunos. So the challah works completely for this batch. Okay? He talks a little bit about a reason. My understanding of what he's saying is like this. That there's an inherent difference between truma, between most truma, and the truma that we call challah. There's an inherent difference, and that is the following. When you make truma, there's no built-in unit to truma. Let's say you have apples. You pull 100 apples off the tree. Those apples have nothing to do with each other. I mean, they came from the same tree, and maybe they had miruach at the same time, but basically, the apples are independent. Each apple is by itself. So if I do a hafrasha on one apple, that doesn't have anything to do with the next apple. If I do a hafrasha from this apple, it doesn't have anything to do with the apple that was next to it, that it should become tevel. There's nothing that binds them together. But by challah, of course, we've mentioned this, it's very different. Flour is not chayim challah. Flour is potter from challah. When you mix flour with water in a very specific way, and you mitzarech it the right way also, and you have a shear, there's a whole thing, there's a whole way you create, you've now had a unit, that unit is chayim l'chala. So there's a sense that says that even though for regular truma, when you can be mafresh and leave the thing as tevel behind. Over here, this whole unit is become either it is chalor, it's tevel, or tulin. But it can't be part and part. The logic says that for a thing itself, it's a unit. And either it's tevel or tulin, but it can't be in between. A little bit we mafresh chalor for that, and the rest of it stays behind this man. Okay? That's the logic. When he starts off, he says, Mekorachim says, this is misvara, he thinks it's true. Okay? Not too clear what he says, so I'm explaining to you a little bit what I think. But he says, misvara, it's got to be true. He brings a raya, if we have a chance, we'll get back to it. He brings a raya from a taz and a shach in a few simon.
What?
Well, let me finish. He brings a raya from a shach and taz. He talks about a shach and taz over here, we'll get to that in a second, David. But he brings a raya from a shach and taz in Shin Chavav. We've got to favor the cases over there. The din over there is they're talking about, as it used to be this minig that people did, that they would bake for a simcha, they bake a huge challah, and every lady would come up and would take off a piece and be mafresh challah. Okay? And the place were very upset about it.
Take a piece and be mafresh challah.
A big challah event.
Last night's, Wednesday night's challah. I'm not sure, it wasn't clear to me if the ladies would do it when it was still dough, or the ladies would do it somehow after simcha, they would each pull off a piece of challah. It wasn't clear to me what they were doing.
So you pull off a piece and then be mafresh
challah on my piece? I pulled up a sheer challah.
I could pull up a big piece and take off. Then off my big, my piece, I took off, I take off another piece.
Hafarshas challah.
On my piece, on the whole thing.
Right, but 50 ladies would do that. Okay? Maybe every person in town, each family would do one person would pull it off, and this whole Hafarshas challah event would go on at Chasanas. Okay? Has to do with chasins, okay? Mistamba has to do with, because, you know, Mishmur brings about that Chavu was Kifsa Nevesh Olam and the Yishma Mafresh Challah on Friday. His brother has to do with that, okay? That was the minute. Every lady would be Mafresh Challah at the wedding, or every one lady in the house, and there was this huge Hafresh Challah, and the person was very upset about it, okay? So he understands that among what they said is the reason why they were upset is because as soon as the first lady is Mafresh Challah, the whole thing is Tevel. So everybody else, the whole thing is chulin. Sorry, the whole thing is chulin. So everybody else is wasting their time. Okay, everybody else is making brachas of atola. They're all being mafresh challah, and there's no challah to be mafresh because the whole thing is tefillah. But the first lady who comes to the chasana,
why?
She will not be challah.
It's 100 pounds challah. I take off a pound, and off the pound, I'm off.
You took off 5 pounds. You took off 5 pounds.
2 ounces.
Yeah.
What?
You took off 5 pounds.
5 pounds.
She a challah.
5 pounds. And here's my 5 pounds.
We're
taking off a half a pound to be
about.
Yeah,
but
it was
5 pounds. Right, exactly. And Mekorachim says, you see from there, that when you have a batch made at once, if you mark on part of it, the whole thing comes chulin. That's exactly what he wants to bring. That's exactly what he's trying to prove. That when you mark a chala from a batter, the whole thing comes.
There won't be used dough.
Even though I had in mind only to do for my piece, my 5 pounds that I pulled off. Even though I only had a mind for my piece, even so, it's half of the whole thing. That's exactly what he's trying to bring a writer. That
chai was 100 pounds, not the
5 pounds. The unit is what chai was called. The original unit of this monstrous chai. And when I make a hafresh on part of it, the whole thing becomes cool at once. And everybody else is wasting their time.
It's not exactly the case of the tell system.
Because?
No, wait.
Let's talk about it.
I thought, I mean, you see, it's not the same thing. Over here, there's a big dough, and I've been taking off a piece, right? And then I'm being mafresh from this piece that I took off, only on my piece, but it works for the whole dough.
Right.
Over there, I have a piece of tevel, and I'm taking off a piece of tevel to mafresh on that dough.
Okay.
They stay the same.
Okay.
They never change.
So, good point. I'm going to say what you said in a different words, okay? Which is as follows. Ruslan Miller told us Arbelsky, and he told him, he says, so you have this idea that you can make these tevel matzahs, you see from Mekorachim that you can't do that. So Richard Arbelsky asked him a question back. He said to him, which is going to lead to what you said. He says to him, the Mekorachim says that if you mafresh challah as soon as you mafresh challah from within the batter, the whole batter becomes tevel. The whole batter becomes chulun, I'm sorry. And you can't mafresh afterwards. He says, how can Mekorachim say that? He says, there's a mission, and it says, not like that. He says, there's a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Chala, not in Trumas. Mishnah in Chala says that in a special case, it's Chala, a tell of Demai, it's Demai, which is a little negates what we have to say, but it's a special case, and you have to be Marfish. So the Mishnah says what you should do is take a batter of Tevel, put it on the side, and you'll keep being Marfish from that batter of Tevel on the Demai that you're going to have. Okay, now, the Mishnah is specific to Demai, because you have to do it Min HaTar Al Tandei, and you have to do it not Min HaMukov, so there's a special reason why it's talking about Demai, but the Lamaisa, the Mishnah says, is what you should do is make a batter of tevel, make tevel matzahs, put them on the side, and then you use them for future hafrushes. He says, so how can the Mekorchaim, this is Radbowski's question, he says, how can the Mekorchaim have said that you can't, that you could, that you, once something becomes, once your mafresh challah, it's over? Why didn't, I don't see this submission that says you're allowed to do this. My tevel matzah system is a preferred submission. That's what he said. So what's the answer? So Rabbi himself says, so what's the answer to my question? How can the Mekorchaim say not like a Mishnah? So the answer is, there's a big difference. In the case of the Mishnah, each time the person does the hafrasha, he's doing hafrasha on the other batter. He's not trying to be mafresh on his tevel batter. He's only being mafresh on the other batter. So when he's mafresh on the other batter, that whole batter becomes chulin. That's true, the whole batter becomes chulin. In the case of the Mekor Chaim, the guy is being mafresh on the batter itself, okay, which is in fact the case of the Mekor Chaim. The guy is being mafresh on the batter himself. Mekor Chaim's case is the guy had tevel that got mixed in. He doesn't know where it is. And he's being mafresh on one batch, he wants to know if the other batch comes paterosa. He said, when I'm mafresh on my own batch, so when I'm mafresh on the own batch, then once I'm mafresh on part of the batch, the whole batch becomes covered. So, like the case of the, like Yossi was saying, in the case of the big challah at the chasana, there, the person doing hafrasha within this batter of the 100 pounds, I pulled out my little 5-pound piece, so then I'm doing hafrasha on this piece, the whole chal becomes potter. But if I'm doing hafrasha only on the other thing, I'm not on myself, only for you, then that batter becomes cool, and my batter could stay tevel. Okay, that's what I was going to say. In which case, back to the tevel matzah, we're good with the tevel matzah, because I'm making tevel matzah, every time I do hafrasha, I'm doing hafrasha on the other guy's thing.
It's true, okay? The difference between losses is the same word.
Because
you're taking a unit and taking part out of the unit and say, okay, this part of the unit doesn't come with the rest of the unit. But my half community fits on this and that.
Okay, so
the dough that became a chuyiv, he was sacking a chelik of that dough that became a chuyiv, and then he was sorry.
Right.
But who said then we, if I'm taking from something.
Why? Because
I'm being sacking that dough. No, you can't be sacking
the oneness, it's one unit.
Not the whole thing, not an old culture of food now. You say everything comes one unit. Is it one specific halacha? If this dough became a chuyiv, kol kule as chad of isa, masakin mitzis isa, masakin kol isa. But where masakin from? Where masakin from?
A separate,
was a separate piece.
That's automatic. Once I separate that part of that unit and made it tevel and made it chala, so.
Yes, I have to tell you, the etzem. I understand what Jesse's saying. I only reason think that you're right. Rabbi Shmuel says, he says, in Sfar I don't understand how Rabelski is being Mechalik, okay, which I didn't understand what he was talking about, but I guess you do, because he has something to say.
The word is, it's one thing,
but I have to tell you.
Maybe it only applies to the thing that comes from Sukkot and Chumah, not to the thing that becomes Chal. The thing that becomes Chal, you don't say it, it's one.
Okay, you guys will argue now, but I have to tell you something. What's not being addressed here, before we continue, is that Rabelski is saying, if you're Mechalik, if you fix the batter itself, then I'll agree the Mekor Chaim says that the whole batter gets fixed, okay? Now, it's a little bit, it's a problem. He's ignoring, there's two problems that are over here, which is, first of all, what happens if some guy from this batch, remember, these tevel matzahs are going all over the place, what happens if one of the guys is mafresh chala on the thing itself? Let's see, he decides to be mafresh on the thing, he wants to eat the matzahs. If one guy out there who has these tevel matzahs is mafresh on the batter itself, we're all up the creek. Because we're counting on the fact that no one's going to ever be mafresh on the batter itself. Rabbi Yossi is saying, if you're mafresh on yourself, the whole thing becomes chulin. Only if you're mafresh on other things. But if we use tevel dough like we do, then it's sort of in our own control. We have our tevel dough, we know we'll only be mafresh on other things. But if we give a tevel matzah to the whole world, we
don't give it up.
What do you say?
We don't give it up.
Well, the people who give... No, we don't. No, because we make it each place for itself. I mean, we do make tevel dough, put it into the place. So we know what we're doing. But worse than that is, it's not just a theoretical, is someone going to maybe want to be mafresh challah? In fact, seemingly, it's automatic to give mafresh challah. And that's as follows. When you make tevel matzah, not tevel dough, when you make tevel matzah, you have to bake it. Well, when you bake it, you just made your oven treif. So the matzah oven just became treif because you baked tevel in it. You're not allowed to cook your food in it. So what's the answer? How do they make it kosher? So they could kosher it. There are some people who would kosher that oven, but there's a simple etzah. And the etzah is, the mafresh chal on all the blias. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, the mafresh chal on the blias that were just absorbed into the oven. So what do they do? When they're finished, let's say they spend the whole day making tevel matzahs, and then when the day is over, they take a piece of tevel and say, harizu truma on all the blias in the oven, and now this mafresh chal.
Why is it romantic when a mafresh chal, a lady,
yeah,
mafresh chal, well, America goes in the bleeds, right?
Right, but here we're not being Chav, we're selling it, we're giving to everybody his tevel. Here we're giving the matzah his tevel. So we're giving it as tevel. So we say, but we just traped up our oven. So we say, we take one piece, we say, Harizu Chav, Harizu Chuma, on all the stuff, all the bleeds that are in this oven. So, guess what we just did? We just mafresh chal on part of every single batch that was made in there. So Rabelsky is saying is, it works, it only works if you mafresh somebody else, but if you mafresh on yourself, the whole batch becomes putter, we are mafresh. That we're talking within the Makar Chaim. According to this thing, the whole Rabelsky thing, the whole idea is, if you do it for the batch itself, the mafresh is, it all becomes coolant. Well then, as soon as they finish the run, they send it out the door, and the Mashgiach comes back and says, okay, now I have to be mafresh chal on all my bliyas. Boom, he just killed all the Chalamatzah. Okay? Not for now. But that is what they do.
There's no difference between the bliyas and the dough itself.
What should be different? If the Makar Chaim is right, and the Rabelsky is explaining his way, which is that the difference is between if it's batter itself or for somebody else
to batter it. It's not the batter itself, it's the bliyas and the batter.
But it's, we're saying it's one unit. It's one unit. Okay, now, let's go on. So Sean Miller said, he says, no, he didn't like Rabelsky's thing. He said, I'm sorry, he didn't understand it. That's a double, somehow it's explained this. He says, you should know. He says, you should know. You're not the first person who says kasha. Rav Chaim Reuser, it's a Chuvin Achi, he says kasha. He doesn't say your answer. He says kasha, I'm in the Kor Chaim. How can the Kor Chaim say it? It's a mission now, okay? So, Rav Shlomo Miller says his own answer. I don't understand how that was better than, he said, you know, Rav Chaim Reuser didn't say this answer. I don't know why he thought his was better, but anyhow, he says, a chiddush. If you remember, Rav Shlomo Miller says, I'll tell you, he said, what the answer is, why it's not a kasha on the Kor Chaim from the Mishnah. The answer is like this. He says, in the Mishnah is talking about Hafrashas Chala, so to speak, the Mitzvah Deraisa, the Mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a chiyuv of Hafrashas Chala on every piece. So, if I'm mafresh chala on one piece, it works. If I'm not mafresh chala on the other piece, it doesn't. Whatever I was mafresh for, it works. Whatever I wasn't mafresh for, it doesn't work. He says, with the Makar Chaim is talking about Chalas Chutz Aretz, what we deal with, regular Chalas Chutz Aretz. In Chalas Chutz Aretz, there's no mitzvah to do hafrasha. It's not even tevel. We once talked about this. There are those who hold like that. It's not even tevel at all. There's nothing. The stuff has, it's just a mitzvah that every time you make a bet, someone has to be mafresh chala. He says, so what happens is, when you're mafresh chala, when you say a piece of this is chala, you've done the mitzvah. It's not a matter that every piece needs hafrashas chala on it. It's that each batch needs to have all hafrashas chala. It's like a mitzvah on the person which connects to the batter. Every time there's a batter, someone has to be mafresh chala. As soon as someone is mafresh chala, they did the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that everyone's sort of not connected to this being tevel. Because he's going with the assumption, which many have, that chalas chutzarot does not make tevel. We talked about this once before. That's not tevel at all. Okay, so if it's not tevel, I just have the mitzvah to do it. Once I did the hafrasha, that's it. So there's no kasha for the mishnah. The mishnah wasn't talking about chalas chutzarot.
There's no bliyas or anything like that.
Right, well, that's what we talked about then. That if you hold there's no tevel, there's no problem with bliyas either. Now, sorry that it's a big kiddush what he's saying. I mean, it totally doesn't read to Makor Chaim. I mean, you read Makor Chaim, you would never believe that's what he said. Rav Chaim Reuser gives a different answer, which is a variation. It's very similar to what he's saying. Rav Chaim Reuser says like this. He says the Mishnah is only talking about cases I mentioned to you. It's only talking about chalas demai, something that's tevel that is demai, which has lots of clues to it. And there, Rav Chaim Reuser has a whole cheshbon that you use yesh breira. What you're doing is when you make 50 hafrashas from this one batter, what you're really doing is you're retroactively that hafrasha was for all of them simultaneously. Okay? If you do it simultaneously, you can do it for many batters. So it never has a chance for it to become back to being tevel, because what you do is you say, today I'm doing hafrashas chala. Really what I'm doing is I'm doing 100 hafrashas chala. 2 cakes tomorrow, 4 cakes on Thursday. But I'm doing all the hafrashas now with yesh breira, which is talking the mishnah there. It all works retroactively. So it's like simultaneous. I said, this batch of tevel should be hafrasha for all those things all at once, because of yesh breira, because it's chalas demai. And therefore, the whole thing works lemafre, and it works simultaneously. So it's never a chance we say part is tevel and part is chulin.
Right, everything is around till the end.
That's what?
Everything is still around.
It's a good question. He, Rav Chaim Reuser, seems to be assuming I could do yesh breira, even though I do.
Not being the tevel you're not fresh on?
Yeah, today I'm doing the hafrasha, the stuff doesn't exist yet. And then, the first batch is going to be all eaten up by the time the third batch gets done, you know what I mean? Before I even make the third batch. So, a little bit it's questions about how that could work. Well, it's good, we just passed back to the future day. So it's not good. You have to, you know, question about how that could work. Could you do them afraid on all these kind of funny cases? But if that would be true, then the tevel matzah system would work. Okay? The tevel matzah system would work because it would be the same thing. Because chalas chutzarot also has all these cools of yesh breira and not needed minimum. If all those cools of demai applied to chalas chutzarot also, so according to Chaim Reuser, the tevel matzah system would work. Okay, now, after this whole back and forth about whether the Makor Chaim is or is not against the Talmud system, Shlomo Miller says, as does the Prime Minister, he says, the Maisa is, I have good news for you, is, you know, most of us can don't agree with the Makor Chaim, so don't feel so bad. So even though maybe... I told you. Pause. Hold a second. He says, even though according to Makor Chaim, I think, according to the way I'm saying it wouldn't work, or Belsky thinks it would work, I'm saying it wouldn't work, you should just know, don't worry about it, because most of the Pesachim don't hold like it anyhow, so we don't have to be machu for the Makor Chaim. Okay? Now, even though that he said, they end off like that, and say, don't be so worried about this, because most people don't pass like that. I'm not sure why, he doesn't say this, Rav Shlomo doesn't bring this, really, maybe in passing, he doesn't really bring it, he does bring it, which is that the Makor Chaim himself is chosen from it at the end. The Makor Chaim at the end says, no, I'm wrong. Why? He says, even though I think that I'm right logically, I have a raya that I'm wrong from our din over here. So that's what I'm talking about here. I have a raya from our din over here. It's something that the Ramah is meramazed, the Taz and the Shach is even is more clear about it, but it goes like this. A person, when you make bread, in the way in the bakery they still do it, and in the old days everyone used to do it, well, they didn't have little packages of powdered yeast. Yeast got into the bread from the atmosphere. It flew in, it was just out there. So you mix flour and water and yeast gets into it. Now, if you just let yeast get into it, it's a very slow process. It takes a long time until you get enough yeast, until it rises v'chehena. So what they would do is every day, when they would take a piece of the dough, put it on the side, actually put it right next to the oven in a nice and warm spot, and that piece of dough that's sitting there has a drop of yeast from the atmosphere. The yeast eats away at the bread, at the dough, and it turns into basically a big ball of yeast. It becomes a very concentrated form of yeast, and that thing tastes awful, okay? And that's what's called an English sourdough, okay? Because it's taka sour. It's dough that's become sour. And the term is called sa'ar. Okay? The term says on Pesach, now I have sa'ar, that's what it means. It means it's sourdough. It doesn't mean yeast. It means sourdough. You think so? Okay, no. The term says, you now have sa'ar, means it doesn't mean yeast. It means you now have sourdough. Because it's royal chameh b'is sacheris. This ball of dough, what you do is tomorrow you take that ball of dough, throw it into your batter, and now all of a sudden you're putting in this big batch of yeast. It also has a very interesting flavor to it. It's quite character also, but mice, that's how you get yeast. And then you pull a piece of dough for another piece for tomorrow, and it continues on and on and on. So now, what happens is like this. The shayla is, when you pull off that piece of, what the price can say is like this, when you pull off this piece of dough, what you should do is pull off the piece of dough before your mafresh challah. Pull off the piece of dough, put it on the side, that piece of dough for tomorrow, and then the mafresh challah in the batter that you have. Why? Because tomorrow you're going to take this piece of dough and throw it into tomorrow's batch. If tomorrow's batch had 90% of a shir challah, you'll think it's possible. And then you throw in this piece. Now, is it chayim l'chalal or not chayim l'chalal? You won't know whether you're mafresh challah or not. What they do is like this. Every day, pull off the piece of sourdough on the side before you're mafresh challah. Then you're mafresh challah because you'll see you have a shir challah. And tomorrow, when you throw the sourdough into the next batter, you'll calculate correctly that all of this is tevel and you have to be mafresh challah. That's what you think you should do. The Ramah's Maram is added in the document, he's more clear about it. So the Shachir also, that's what you should do. So what are they saying is, every day you take a whole batter, pull a piece off and put it on the side, and then you mafresh challah on the batter that you have in front of you, and that piece on the side, that's tomorrow's sourdough, that piece on the side, the hafresh is not working. The hafresh only works for what you have in front of you, and the piece that's on the side, the hafresh does not work for that piece. So you see that when you make a hafresh on a batch, it's possible that the hafresh can work on the batch, and not the piece that's on the side. The piece that was separated does not have hafresh from it. So the Makor Chaim says, you see from here, that when you make a hafresh on a batter, it does not have to work on the whole thing. If you have in mind that a bedafka should not work for part of it, then it doesn't work for that part. And then from Makor Chaim says, Hagan that have arise from the Shach and Tag later on, no, this proves that it's not true. He's miyashiv that, if you keep the cheshman, the shachan taz about the long challah from the chasana, he says, you have to say, what they meant was, really bad thing you could do it, but they were concerned about brachol v'atolah. They weren't saying that you couldn't do hafrosha. They just meant that the problem with brachol v'atolah, why should 50 ladies make a brachol instead of one lady? So you see from our din, that it's possible to make a hafrosha on a batter, and leave part of it, not include part of it. Okay, now, I'll just say to you that it's a good raya for what Makor Chaim is talking about, and it's a good raya for himself to be chayzer from what he said. It doesn't yet prove that the Tevel Matzah system works. And the reason is because, in the case of Mekor Chayim, in the case of this Mordechai that I just said to you, this Shach, etc., that I said to you, the case of the Mekor Chayim, everybody's cases are that the thing you're doing the Hafrosha on and the part that's not having the Hafrosha are separate from each other. What you do is you physically pull apart the piece of sourdough, put it on the side, and then you make the Hafrosha on this. So what you've done is, what we see there is that when the things are not connected anymore, you've separated them from each other, then Hafrosha could work on part and on the other part. The case of the Mekor Chayim, the guy had a batch of Tevel, and now the pieces are mixed in with other things. I'm doing Hafrosha on this side, does it work for that side? So the case of Chaim Mercer was, I forgot what his case was, all the five cases, the person doing Hafrosha on a piece on one section, which is physically separated from the other section. Okay, the case of the Tevel Matzah is not like that. In the case of the Tevel Matzah, the pieces are all still in the same box. We've got a box where we have a chunk of dough, and we're doing our Hafrosha from one part, and we don't yet have a raya that you can limit the Hafrosha to one section and not put on the other section. But anyhow, to summarize up to now, I have one little more thing to tell you, but to summarize up to now, there was something that started that the Mekor Chayim is not like this Tevel Matzah system. Rogowski tried to get around it by explaining why the Mekor Chayim didn't apply in this case. Okay, the Mekor Chayim was to certain cases. Lamai says the Mekor Chayim himself is chayzer from it. So not only is he chayzer, I didn't see it in Sarja, but they tell me in the Siddur, Der Chayim, in his Siddur, he writes a favor that you could be makel. I didn't see it in Sarja. And so not only does he himself chayzer, but a lot of the places can disagree with it. So we were able to like put that on the side and say, okay, we're not going to be chayzer for that possibility. Okay, so we've saved Tevel Matzah system for now. Okay, but one more question that he says, I have to just say one more question that he says, and that is, he has another question. He says, I'm saying this briefly, because I don't really know all the details of this. He says, there's a din, he brings it from a Mordechai also, that says that a person is not allowed to be mafresh challah min ha'afui on things that are raw. You can't be mafresh challah from baked things on things that are not yet baked. Okay, it's connected. It's somehow connected to the din that you're not allowed to be termed. What's the word? Ein afrishin midavash nigmar malachter, davash shloim nigmar malachter. That's mission trumas. You're not allowed to be mafresh from something that's nigmar malachter and not nigmar malachter, or more nigmar malachter and less nigmar malachter. The mashmas problem is that's a din deraisa. You're not allowed to do that. It's mutter b'diavad, but with the raisa, interesting. It's a chiv deraisa, but b'diavad it's okay. So you now would be mafresh on something that's nigma malachter and not nigma malachter. So if you use tevel matzahs, so he says, I don't understand how you, if you use tevel matzahs, the matzah is already baked, how you can use that, be mafresh from that on dough. Now, we're saved from that by using tevel dough instead of tevel matzahs, because we're being mafresh on dough, so we're good. We're good. The first child would have applied to us, but this child doesn't apply to us. But he has a question. I don't know others who explain why not.
Okay, go back up. If you came here working on the command, you should work on the press.
Right. So it, seemingly, they can avoid this problem by saying that they're doing the Hafrosha when it's baked. Okay, just like they do for Blue Laraka. We'll get to that. When we get to that. For Blue Laraka, they say the Hafrosha is chal when it's baked. So they could get around this problem by just changing their nusach and saying the Hafrosha is when it's baked. No big deal. What's the deal with baked? No one's going to eat it before then anyhow. So
the oven, and the oven anyway, then.
Well, and that you're saying that's also with the oven. To do when you bake is also with the oven. So
it's not
going to do anymore. No, but why should they set up your? If the din is you're not allowed to do hafrosha from baked on dough. So why don't they just say the hafrosha should be when it's baked?
Right, why so do they completely under that?
What do you think?
You can't say let's do it now, and if it doesn't work, it should be on.
No, he's saying if in din you're not supposed to do this, I want to call later. You know, he's saying the try. But that's also a bit the evidence.
It's
also
a bit the evidence.
That's also a bit the evidence. Yeah, we'll get the mukav is coming. We'll get to not today. We'll get to that. But it's a question. So if he just sees it as a question, I mean, the Rambam's mashal is at the right, so you know how to do this from baked or not baked. I'm not sure if everybody says that like that, but that's how he said it. Anyhow, so he leaves it as a question. That's the only question on Tevel Matzah, not on Tevel Dough.